happen. And we come out here to warn everyone that there is a day of judgment. I know that you think, you know, that this life, there's so many important things, but the bottom line is this. When you stand before God, have your sins been forgiven? Are you right with God? Because if you die in your sin, if you die a liar, the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. It says everyone who uses God's name, it's blasphemy. And God will not hold him guiltless who uses the Lord's name in vain. Every idle word that a man speaks, he will give an account for on the day of judgment. Jesus said, you've heard it said of old, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust after her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. See, on the day of judgment, you have to be perfect in thought, word, and deed. And if you've broken God's law, you are guilty. And the Bible says that if you break the law in just one place, you're guilty of breaking the whole Ten Commandments. And everyone will stand before God. Because the Bible says all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That's why you need a Savior. You will stand before God on the day of judgment. He'll either be your judge or he'll be your Savior. Either your sins will be forgiven or you will pay for your sins for all eternity. Think about your eternal destiny. Think about where will you be 100 years from now. Everything that you thought was important will mean nothing. What will matter is, do you have the righteousness of Jesus Christ on the day of judgment? God is angry with the wicked. He is a consuming fire. And he will burn up his enemies. He will make his enemies his footstool. Don't think that you'll somehow escape God's judgment after you die. God is a just judge. He will by no means clear the guilty. He will not acquit the wicked. God has appointed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness. And your only hope on that day is that your sins have been forgiven, that you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus Christ. God, in his mercy and in his love, sent his own Son, Jesus Christ. He made a way for guilty sinners to be forgiven. He made a way for drunkards to be forgiven. He made a way for fornicators to be forgiven. For all sinners to be reconciled unto God. Jesus said, I didn't come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. He came to call sinners to repentance. He came for people who are broken and who have sinned against a holy God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever would believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Jesus Christ might be saved. He who believes in the Son is not condemned, but he who believes not is condemned already. If you are not under the shed blood of Jesus, if your sins have not been forgiven, then you are condemned already. You are the walking dead. You are guilty before God. The Bible says that we are born by nature, children of wrath. We are dead in trespasses and sins. Our sin makes us God's enemy. And let me tell you, on the day of judgment, God will crush his enemies. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is coming back in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, nor obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. What is important today in life? The most important thing is, are your sins forgiven? Have you been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sins. But Jesus said, I've come to pour out my blood for the forgiveness of sins. There is reconciliation. There is justification today. that you can be made right with the judge of the universe because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come to the Father but by me. There's no other way to salvation but through Jesus Christ alone. The Bible says there is no other name given among men by which we must be saved, the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ came. He was God, the Son, who came down to earth, and He laid down His life for guilty sinners. He said, I've come to give my life a ransom for many. There is hope today. There is forgiveness. But it's only found in Jesus Christ. The Bible says that it is by grace that you're saved through faith. Not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. It is a gift. It is a gift that God gives to men. He sent His own Son to take the penalty and the wrath of God on that cross. He laid down His life. The Bible says that He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might have the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's good news today. That's good news that although you've sinned, God can forgive you and grant you everlasting life because the punishment was paid by Jesus Christ on that cross. Now when God sees me, He sees me through the blood of His Son, holy and righteous and blameless. Jesus said this. He said, unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be born again. Jesus said you must be. And that is where God does a supernatural work. He takes out your heart of stone that loves sin, and He puts in a heart of flesh so that you love God and so that you love the things of God and you hate your sin. Oh, why would you perish in your sin? The Bible says that God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked would turn from their sin. That is called repentance. It means to turn and to forsake your sin. Why would you perish in your sin? Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today, think about your eternal destiny. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You're not guaranteed another day. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end therefore is death. You can be sincere about what you believe, but you can be sincerely wrong. There is only one way, and it is through Jesus Christ. And Jesus said this. He said, enter in through the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there be many that travel it. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. And there be few that find it. Are you on the broad road like everyone else, traveling to hell, thinking you're too good to be damned? Wake up! Wake up and think about your eternal destiny. We're all going to die. You're going to be somewhere 100 years from now. But nobody wants to think about that. No one wants to think about where you're going to be when life is over. The most important thing, this life is passing away. Love not the world, neither the things in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, are not of the Father, but are of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he who does the will of God abides forever. What are you trusting in? It's all going to be gone someday. Put your trust in Jesus Christ, the one who can save you. He's your only hope today. Don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If you sow to the flesh, you will reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will reap everlasting life. Jesus said this. He said, if you try to come in any other way but through him, you're a thief and a robber. And the thief comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Christ came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. We're all going to live for so many years, but we're going to die. And life is not just here on this earth. There is eternal life. But for some people, there'll be eternal death. Jesus said this. He said, don't fear him who can kill the body and that's all. Fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. Fear God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fear God today, because he is a consuming fire and he will take vengeance on his enemies. The Bible says that God will make his enemies his footstool. And he will crush them in the winepress of his fury. And he will crush them till their blood splatters all of his garments, till they stain all of his garments, because God will exact justice on the guilty sinner. But what's amazing is God can give mercy to the guilty sinner. God can forgive the guilty sinner because of what Jesus Christ did on that cross. Not by works of righteousness that we have done, but by his mercy he saved us through the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. God sent his Son, and God's Son, Jesus Christ, the God-man, took the wrath of God and he bridged the gap between us and a holy God. He bridged that gap between us and God, between sinful man and a holy God, because Jesus was fully God and fully man. And he went to that cross and he said, no man takes my life. I lay it down and I will take it up again. And that's what Jesus did. But now he commands you this very day to repent of your sins. In times past, God overlooked ignorance. But now he commands you this very day to repent, to turn from your sin, and put your faith and trust in him alone for your salvation. You're going to die. Where are you going to be when it's over? The Bible says whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. He commands you today to repent, turn from your sins, before it's too late. Why would you perish in your iniquity? Why would you perish in your sin when God offers mercy, when he offers forgiveness through his Son Jesus Christ? Be not deceived that neither fornicator, nor idolater, nor adulterer, nor effeminate, nor homosexual, nor thief, nor covetous, nor drunkard, nor reviler, nor extortioner shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is that you today? Are you breaking God's law today? Because you were born in sin. And everything you do is in rebellion to God until you are born again. Until God does a work in you and changes you. Until that day, you are an enemy of God by your wicked works, by your thoughts, by your deeds. You are God's enemy, and you need to be reconciled unto God. Because if you continue on your path of destruction, you will stand before God in the judgment, and he will cast you out. Jesus said, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, Lord, didn't we prophesy in your name? Didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do many wonderful works in your name? And Jesus will say to them, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. Will that be you on the day of judgment? Will God say to you, I never knew you. Depart from me. Because you love this world, you love your sin more than you love God. And it shows by just what you put before God. Anything that you put before God is an idol. And all idolaters will have their part in the lake of fire. Anything you put before God is an idol. And God will not share His glory. He is a jealous God. He will punish those who break His law. He will punish all people who put anything before Him. And you will stand before God condemned because of your sin. You need a Savior. You need to be forgiven. Because if you're not forgiven on the day of judgment, you will stand before God and He will cast you out. Hell is a real place. The Bible describes the lake of fire. It describes outer darkness. Well, there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth. It is a bottomless pit. It is the blackness and darkness of night. It is also a place of torment. The Bible says about a rich man who died. And in torment, he lifted up his eyes in hell. You're going to have your feelings. You're going to have your sight. You're going to have memory. You're going to have all of your senses. But you'll be in hell forever. Why would you perish in your sin today? There is mercy. There is forgiveness. But it's only found through Jesus Christ, the only one who is mighty to save. There is salvation in no other name. God became a man in Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. He was born of a virgin. That is miraculous. And He lived a sinless life, which is even equally miraculous. He was tempted in every way, but without sin. And He went to that cross, not for His sins. He did nothing wrong. But for guilty sinners like you and I, you need a Savior. You need your sins forgiven. This isn't a joke. This is serious. This is your eternal destiny. Your life here on this earth is a vapor. The Bible says we're like a flower that blossoms up. The wind blows over it, and its place is remembered no more. That's how quick your life is coming and going. You need to be right with God today. No, no one's innocent. All have sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Everyone has broken God's law. There is no one innocent. We are all worthy of the punishment that God will inflict on the sinner. Wake up, young man. We're here because we warn people. Love warns people that there is a coming day. What kind of a person would I be if I did not tell you that there is a day of judgment and you will stand before God? I know that there is a day that men will be judged and the guilty will be thrown into hell. It's a horrible place. You won't be having a party with your friends. You won't be getting drunk. You won't be getting that. You'll be tormented day and night forever. And God will lay His wrath and His fury upon you. For what you think is fun now, but eternity is also long. It is forever and ever. And there will be no relenting. God will give you exactly what eternal justice demands. And when you cry out and you say, "Help me," He will not hear your voice. He will continue to lay on you what eternal justice demands. And that is the wrath of an eternal, holy God. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? The one sure thing is that you will stand before God. But if you continue in your sins, if you continue in rebellion to God, God will punish you. But God offers life today through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die." Do you believe that today? But more than just having a head knowledge of who Jesus is, you can walk to hell, sir, with your fingers in your ears. It won't change reality. That's what people are doing. They're walking to hell with their fingers in their ears. And it won't change. Watch your mouth. There's ladies present. You need your heart changed. You need your heart changed. Because the Bible says that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Don't trust your heart. Your heart is the biggest liar, sir. It's deceitful. It'll tell you that you're okay. It'll tell you that it's all right to be in sin. No, your heart will lie to you. But the Bible is the truth. And that's why we're out here, to proclaim God's word. Heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will endure forever. Forever, oh God, is your word established in heaven. God's word is established. It will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. How will you stand before Him? That is the question. Have your sins been forgiven? Have you been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ that can cleanse you and make you right? Jesus came to this earth and He laid down His life for guilty sinners. And He was laid in the tomb. And this is the victory that on the third day He rose again. He is a risen Savior. He defeated death, hell, and the grave. And when He was risen, He was seen by over 500. He lived with them for 40 days. He ate with them and drank with them. And the Gospels are eyewitnesses' accounts of God being raised from the dead and seen by over 500. The Gospel is good news that you can be forgiven, that you can be made right with your Creator because of what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ came and abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the Gospel. That's what Jesus did. He came to this earth. What a Savior. He is merciful and mighty to save. And He can save to the uttermost. He says this. He says, "Come unto Me, all you are weary and heavy laden. Come learn of Me, for I am lowly of heart, and you shall find rest for your soul. For My yoke is easy and My burden is light." Come to Jesus Christ today. Come to the cross and cry out to Him for salvation. He says this. He says, "Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." You can have your sins forgiven today. Don't think you're too good to be damned. You're not. Your sin makes you God's enemy. But there is mercy. There is forgiveness. But it's only found through Jesus Christ alone. Oh, what a wonderful Savior. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. Oh, you can be reconciled unto God today. Do you understand that? That is good news. That your sins can be forgiven. That you can be made right with God. It's called being justified. It's about being put in right standing with the judge. And God is a judge. But on the day of judgment, if your sins are forgiven, you'll stand before God forgiven and in right standing and justified with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Jesus Christ, He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the one who was and is to come. He created all things. All things were made by Him and for Him. And He is before all things. And by Him, everything consists. Everything has its being. The only reason you don't blow apart into thousands of molecules is because Christ holds you together. You were made in the image of God. Adam and Eve sinned. And sin entered the world and came onto every man. And that's why we die. Because the wages of sin is death. The soul that sins, it shall die. But there is mercy today. Jesus Christ came into this world. He said, "I've come that you may have life and have it more abundantly." God has given us eternal life. And that life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son has not life. Do you have life today? Have your sins been forgiven? Are you in right standing with God today? Oh, I plead with you to think about your eternal destiny. The Bible says, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." No one is guaranteed tomorrow. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end therefore is death. You're not guaranteed another day. You older men, you're not guaranteed another day. And you're provoking God with your life if you're not forgiven. If your sins haven't been forgiven, you older men are provoking God. You're tempting Him with your life as you take more of His air, as you eat His food, as you drink His water. He's given you life. The Bible says, although they knew God, they were not thankful. They know that God exists, but they do not thank Him for His air or for His food or for the water you drink. And yet you think it's owed to you, that somehow that God owes you something. No, the only thing that God owes a sinful man is an eternity in hell. But He doesn't take pleasure in the death of the wicked. But He commands you this very day to turn from your sin, to forsake your sin, and put your faith in Jesus Christ alone. What a great God that God would send His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And God has given Him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You will bend your knee, and you will confess Him someday. Out of your drunkenness, God will sober you up on the day of judgment, and you will wake up, and you will be judged, and you will say, "What happened? Where did my life go? I wasted all those years on vanity and pride, on drunkenness." And then you're before God and you're guilty and He throws you into hell. Oh, what a sad day for people who are putting it off. No, no, sir, that's a lie. Party is not in hell, because in hell there is torment. There's weeping and gnashing. And anyone who says that there's a party in hell is a liar. He is a liar who says there's a party there. There is torment. There is destruction. There is anguish. There is weeping. It's a place where eternal God will lay His eternal punishment on sinners for all eternity. Wake up today. Wake up this very day. I pray that God would open up your blind eyes, that He would break your hard heart, that He would give you ears to hear and eyes to see. The truth is found in Jesus Christ and Christ alone. The Bible says that the God of this age has blinded the hearts and minds, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine in their hearts. If you do not believe the word of God, it's because Satan has blinded you. You need to be, your eyes open, you need to be born again. You need the Spirit of God to come in you and live in you, so He will open up your eyes. Unless God does a work in you, you will go to hell and you will be damned forever. Cry out to Him today. Cry out to Jesus Christ. Cry out to Him for forgiveness. Cry out to Him for mercy to save you from the wrath to come. Wake up. Wake up. Life is short. Eternity is too long. The gospel is good news. 5 minutes after I die, loved ones will weep over my silent face. Dear ones will clasp me in sad embrace. Shadows and darkness will fill the place. 5 minutes after I die, faces that sorrow I will not see. Voices that murmur will not reach me. But where, oh where, will my spirit be 5 minutes after I die? Not to repair the good I lack, fixed on the goal of my chosen track. No time to repent, no turning back 5 minutes after I die. Mated forever with my chosen throng. Long is eternity, oh so long. Then woe is me if my soul be wrong 5 minutes after I die. Woe is you if you are wrong 5 minutes after you die. There is a great day that God will judge the world. And woe is you if your soul be wrong. The truth is the gospel. Jesus Christ came to save sinners. He laid down his life. And he offers salvation. And there is salvation in no other name but the name of Jesus. Repent and believe the gospel today. Repent of your sins. Put your faith in Christ alone.